In Nick's world, this is like a tender love song. Mad Max Fury Road theme. I forgot, was this your favorite movie of all time?
It's up there. It's definitely up there.
Top five?
I've seen it 30 times, so.
Top five, top three?
It's I haven't really, I'd have to mix around, but it's definitely in my top 10 of all time, of all time, yeah.
All right, now because when we do the Oscar picks on this show, it's going to be a complete train wreck. And it's going to be like the first 15 minutes of The View, and everybody's going to be talking all over each other, and everybody's going to be yapping. I'd like to focus on your professional Oscar picks right now, as opposed to the rest of us jumping in.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I don't know about professional, but I'll do my best.
Let's start with the Best Supporting Actress category. Best Supporting Actress. Do you have the nominees in front of you? Or you want me to tell you?
I do. All right, I have them. Okay. Jennifer Jason Leigh, The Hateful Eight.
Yep.
Rooney Mara, Carol.
Yep.
Rachel McAdams, Spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl.
She was tremendous in that movie.
Yes, she was.
And a really weird, depressing movie in a year of depressing movies. I don't want to make you lean in any particular direction because we're not picking until tomorrow. But Alicia Vikander is really good. Who's the last one?
Kate Winslet for Steve Jobs.
She was really good in another movie that wasn't really great. All right, who do you like?
Well, I'm picking Alicia Vikander for The Danish Girl.
I'm glad I didn't influence you.
Two things I wanted to mention. One, it's a lead role, and it shouldn't be in the supporting category.
Yeah, that's true.
And two, I am rooting all the way for Jennifer Jason Leigh in The Hateful Eight, not only just for this movie, but for a career that has been pretty astonishing. And I think she by far gives the best performance in this category.
Best Supporting Actor.
Okay, Best Supporting Actor, Christian Bale in The Big Short, Tom Hardy in The Revenant, Mark Ruffalo in Spotlight, Mark Rylance, Bridge of Spies, Sylvester Stallone, Creed.
It's a really good category.
It is. Everybody is really good in it. I like to think Tom Hardy got nominated for Mad Max, but that's just me.
Right, of course. Yes. Stallone wins on Heart here, doesn't he?
I think so. It's this one, it'll be the moment of the night, you know, like the big emotional moment of the night. And if it goes by history, it'll be the first award given out. So they'll start off the show with a big bang because most of the time they come off, you know, the supporting actor role is usually the first one.
I thought actress was the first one. It's supporting actor?
Supporting actor. Sometimes they switch it up, actor or supporting actress.
Okay.
But it'll be early in the night. And also, if Stallone wins, and personally I think he should, if Stallone wins, he will thank Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan. You know, the Academy Awards need African-Americans to be thanked as much as possible that night.
Yeah, so it kind of checks a bunch of boxes. Will he thank Adrian or Pauly?
Well, considering that both of them are dead in this movie, I don't think so. But the dark horse here is Mark Rylance for Bridge of Spies.
So good in that movie.
He's tremendous. And if Stallone doesn't get it, Rylance will.
You know what I'd like to see him do in his acceptance speech? Because I've never seen him in an interview. I've never spoken to him. I've never seen him speak. I would love to see him stay in character like he was in the movie. Because the thing about him as the Russian spy is he's this little, really unimposing man. But he's this unbelievable spy, and he never comes out of that character. And you're thinking any moment he could kill you with his bare hands, and yet he looks like your Uncle Cy.
He is one of the most soft-spoken, gentle British men that you could ever meet.
He's so good.
He's tremendous. It's a great performance.
Best actress.
Best actress, Cate Blanchett for Carol, Brie Larson for Room, Jennifer Lawrence for Joy, Charlotte Rampling for 45 Years, Saoirse Ronan for Brooklyn.
It's not Jennifer Lawrence, right?
No. Although she's great in the movie, but no.
So that leaves you four, kind of a process of elimination, multiple choice situation. You like them all equally, or is there one standout?
Well, I mean, for me, the best performance in this bunch is Charlotte Rampling in 45 Years, but she's not going to win it. I mean, personally, I think she gives the best performance out of the bunch. But Brie Larson is going to get it for Room, and she is great in that movie. And it's a really, really tough role, and she's great in it, and she's going to win.
Best actor.
I don't even know why we have to go through all five nominees, because it's going to go to Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm. without question. But it's Bryan Cranston for Trumbo, mm-hmm. Matt Damon for The Martian, Leonardo DiCaprio for The Revenant, Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs, and Eddie Redmayne for The Danish Girl. This is the one, if you're doing an Oscar pool, this is the one, bet the house, bet the future house, bet your kids' houses. DiCaprio wins, no question about it.
Best director.
Adam McKay for The Big Short. Do you ever think that I would be saying Adam McKay is nominated for Best Director?
No, and here's the thing. Here's the thing that Adam McKay did for people that didn't see The Big Short. Even if you're completely, I don't know, if you're completely hypnotized by financial stuff and you go, why would I want to watch a movie like that? It'll just give me a headache. Adam McKay makes a directorial choice in this movie, which is brilliant. It's not a spoiler if I tell you, but I don't want to tell you because it's really a cool thing when you see it. And it involves cameos, and it involves a way of explaining the movie that is really cool and combines his core talent, which is comedy, with this movie, which is a very complex financial discussion of the near financial collapse of the world less than 10 years ago. As much as the movie falls down in different areas, I thought he was Adam McKay's great. He's great.
Yeah. He did a really great job with it. I just love the fact that this guy got nominated for Academy Award and he directed the other guys in Anchorman. I just find that beautiful.
Tremendous. Only in America, Nick. And Best Picture, there's like eight of them.
Well, wait a minute. Do you want me to pick the winner for directing?
Oh, I thought you picked Adam McKay.
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just going through the nominees. George Miller for Mad Max Fury Road, who should win. Alejandro Iñárritu for The Revenant. Lenny Abramson for Room. And Tom McCarthy for Spotlight. I'm picking for the win, Alejandro Iñárritu, which will be the first time in Oscar history that a director wins back-to-back Academy Awards. It's the first time that will ever happen. Yeah.
Did not know.
And if the Oscars can, you know, if they are kind of, you know, the way they are, they're kind of chintzy and they don't want to give the award, there is an absolute strong chance that George Miller might win for Mad Max Fury Road. And if that happens, there will be an explosion in my apartment as I shoot through the ceiling of my building and fly through the air.
You know, it's funny as Nick actually believes that'll happen. Best Picture, The Big
Short. It's a possibility. Trust me on that one.
The Big Short.
You guys all laughed at me when I said that Mad Max would get 10 nominations, and it got 10 nominations.
We laugh at you for a lot of things. How can we keep track?
I know.
The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max, Fury Road, The Martian, Room, Spotlight, or The Revenant. A lot of people are saying The Revenant isn't a little too dark to win.
No, it's you know, it's the favorite to win, and it is a dark movie, and it is the favorite to win. And again, you know, the same guy directed the Best Picture last year. He directed Birdman, and I don't know. I mean, it's the favorite to win, although the buzz is getting a little bit low on it. I'm saying, of course, the one I want to win is Mad Max, but I'm saying that the winner is going to be Spotlight. I think they're going to give it to Spotlight. All of the indications seem that The Revenant is going to win a massive amount of awards, and it will. A lot of tech awards are going to go to The Revenant, but I really think they're going to go with Spotlight on the Oscar night.
And last word to Andrea, because she has a good question I think people ought to know about and probably don't yet.
Nick, is there any truth to the fact that they're shortening the speeches this year and they're actually going to do a crawl across like we've been saying they should do for years?
They're doing a crawl. Yeah, this is Reggie Hudlin's idea. He's the producer this year. They're going to do a crawl with a bunch of names crawling across the screen, people who worked on the movie, so that it discourages the people who won from naming a bunch of people, you know, who worked on the movie that people in the audience don't know who they are. So it's going to crawl underneath. Now, whether that works or not, that's another story.
That's a cool idea. It's cool. So, like, I won an Oscar, instead of saying I'd like to thank Sam Zell and Randy Michaels, it would actually be on a crawl underneath.
You'd thank those two?
Absolutely.
Those are the guys you'd
take
first?
Big part of my life.
Me too, man. I don't know if it's going to work. I mean, real quick, my problem with this is who is filling out the names? Like, if the actors or actresses or people I walk in and they are given a piece of paper saying, write down the people on your movie that you would like to thank, and we'll put it on a crawl, that's one thing. But if it's up to the Academy to pick the people that, you know, that should be thanked, that's another thing.
Oh, it's got to be people. It's got to be people ahead of time. I would think all the nominees get paperwork and says, you got to fill this out, or we're going to put up generic people.
Right. Yeah, so. Exactly. So, I mean, like, in fact, if you did win and you didn't fill out the form, Sam Zell and Randy Michaels would be first on the list.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get him tickets to be there. All right, so you got a plug? You want to plug the movie thing coming up? What do you want to plug? I always like to end with a plug with you.
I thank you, my friend. March 8th is my next Movie Co. Screening, and it is of John Carpenter's sci-fi masterpiece, The Thing, on the big screen. Kurt Russell, who's the alien? Let's find out. Some of the best special effects you'll ever see, long before CGI. It's scary. It's funny. It's awesome. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, and it's only $10 to get in. Parking is free. It's Tuesday night, March 8th, and you can go to MovieCo.com to get tickets, M-U-V-I-C-O. I appreciate that, Steve.
And you will be on Monday with your post-Oscars, right, 2 a.m. Monday?
No, I will not. I'm taking Monday morning off, so I will be back Tuesday. Brian Noonan will be filling in for me on Monday, but I'll be back Tuesday.
Wait, hold a second. Now, what is this? This is like a new thing for you the last couple of years. You take the morning after the Oscars off. Don't people need to hear from you after the Oscars?
You're their guy. Yeah, I know. But, I need a day to recover. You know what's really weird, Steve? Is it really weird? Most of the reasons why this is the honest to God truth. I'm taking this year off just out of habit. But the main reason why is because I would always go to an Oscar party and get hammered.
Yeah, and you're not doing that now. That's why I thought you'd come to work.
No, I'm not drinking. But no, I'm gonna take the night off. It's a holiday for me. It's like a national holiday.
I may need
to be bailed out of jail if Mad Max wins Best Picture.
Oh God!
Is there a fast pass for the line and the Six Flags between your ears? I'm just curious because I don't want to wait in line. That's Nick. We're back with the big story next on 720 WGN.